Her name is Erica Sanchez, and her debut novel is called I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. In the novel, she tells the story of Julia and her particular relationship with her well-meaning immigrant parents. The novel is set in Chicago, just like Erica's own life. Erica joined me in the studio to talk about how this novel mirrors her own experiences and how through her writing, she's trying to dismantle the idea of Latinas and perfection. Erica Sanchez, welcome back to Latino USA.
Thank you so much.
So, Erica, we had you on the show when you were working as a sex and love advice columnist for Cosmopolitan for Latinas, even though you really hate being called the Latina Carrie Bradshaw.
She was a terrible writer.
You are an established poet from Chicago, and the spotlight really shines on you when you write your first novel. It's called I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. And the main character is Julia.
Right. Or Julia.
Tell us a little bit about her.
Sure. It's a coming-of-age story. Julia is a troubled, snarky 15-year-old girl from Chicago. And she is having a difficult relationship with her family, particularly her mother. I feel like a lot of immigrant daughters have this contentious relationship with their mothers because it's so difficult to understand one another. When I was growing up, my mom and I were just always butting heads. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that she grew up in El Rancho in the middle of Mexico, right? And I was very, very Americanized. And that's a common experience for a lot of brown women.
I find it interesting how many young Latinas now talk about the fact that they had real issues around their Latina-ness, their Mexican-ness, because the moms and dads were so kind of demanding. And so they actively pushed away their Latina-ness, their Mexican-ness.
Well, it's hard to negotiate that. There's so much I love about my culture. I love the fact that we're so family-oriented and like a million other things. But there's a lot I don't love. You know, I don't like the misogyny, the patriarchy, and when I was growing up, I pushed against those things and it created a lot of conflicts.
You know, you use the term snarky to talk about your character, Julia. It's not what you think of when you think of Latinas celebrating their quinceañeras and wearing pink dresses. Like, she's an American girl who's got an American teenage attitude.
Yeah, definitely. And she's a lot of the times very unpleasant. And I think that's something that shocked people. And I think that's interesting because have you ever met a 15-year-old girl? I mean, I was terrible.
Yeah, I was pretty terrible too.
Yeah, I mean, you're angry at the world. Everything's so confusing and you don't know what to do with that anger. So you like take it out on everybody around you.
And so in fact, you know, Julia, in your book, your character, she's rude. She's sarcastic. Often she doesn't know when to stop talking. What did you think was important to create a character who is really difficult?
I think that we're not allowed to be flawed, unfortunately. And I'm really tired of that. As a woman, you know, I feel like I'm always expected to be pleasing and nice and sweet and polite and all of that. And I'm not always that way, you know? And why aren't we allowed to be angry and to be flawed and to be a human being? It's just, it's frustrating. And Latinas are always portrayed as docile and quiet. And yeah, and Julia is not that way. She pushes against everybody. She doesn't like anyone telling her what to do.
This book, when you were trying to get it published, it was rejected by some agents because what, they didn't like the tone of the main character? Is
right,
that true?
They didn't like her voice. And I said to myself, well, that's the best part, so I'm not changing that. And I took that as, you know, they were telling me that they didn't like the fact that this was a complicated, strong Latina character. I remember one rejection really was upsetting for me, and I cried because it was really mean-spirited. And I was just really upset. I felt really discouraged. But again, I felt like I didn't need to change the voice because I felt like that's what made it special. And so I just held out until I found someone who believed in it. And finally, I did find an amazing agent who's been wonderful to me. It all worked out. So I think that's just a lesson for young women to just kind of stick to your guns. And if you believe in something, someone else is going to believe in it too.
A year has passed since the publication of their book, and I'm a follower of yours on Instagram. And so I was watching as, like, you know, suddenly Erica Sanchez, the poet, has a novel, and it's like constant smiles and you're getting recognition. And it's just like,
oh, yeah, definitely. 2017 was just wonderful. Like, so many amazing things happened. I was on the New York Times list, etc. And it was just a magical time. And then 2018 came around and everything seemed to fall apart for me. I went through a really, really tough depression. It started early in the year and it lasted about 6 months. And it was just the most challenging time of my entire life. And so I had all these like wonderful things happen. Then all of a sudden, I don't know, everything just kind of imploded.
And then all of a sudden, you actually put on your Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you said on your Instagram.
I wanted to be open about my struggles because it appears as if everything is magical for me. But that's not really the case. You know, even though I'm incredibly successful and like very grateful for that, I still struggle with a mental illness. Like, success doesn't cure depression. And so I went through this really dark time and I wanted people to know that this happens and that it's okay to ask for help and that it's okay if you're not okay. And so, yeah, I got a lot of really beautiful responses to that. I think people really appreciate vulnerability. And I also talked about my recovery because I wanted people to know that it's possible to overcome issues like this. It's possible to, I don't think beat depression necessarily, but to live with it and to address it.
So what are you trying to tell the young, well, anyone who reads the book, but especially young Latinas? You know, if you're looking at them straight in the eye, if you're looking at a young Latina who's dealing with these feelings of like, am I good enough? I'm not a good Mexican. I'm such an American girl. Like, I'm so confused. I hate my life. What do you say to them?
I want them to know that I see them, that I get it. You know, I want them to feel understood. And that's what I wanted when I was growing up. I didn't really have a lot of literature that spoke to me in that way. You know, I had Sandra Cisneros and I adored her, but like, that was it. I didn't have anything else. And I wanted to write a book in which young women of color could see themselves and they could understand that it's okay to be depressed, that it's something that is normal. Also that it's okay to be flawed, you know, because we don't really see characters like that very much. I think we're expected to be, like the title says, we're expected to be perfect, both in society and within our families. And that's just not realistic at all. And so I just want them to know that I know that they exist and that it's okay. It's okay to be who they are.
Thank you for putting it into words, Erica Sanchez. We really, really appreciate your work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your interview.
Erica L. Sanchez is the author of the New York Times best-selling novel, I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter.